Welcome to Realer Than Real Podcast. This is actually a Realer Than Real Revival Ministry where we have real Christians, real life issues, real talk, and we're here to talk about it. My name is Minister Linnell Sparrow, and this morning I have a special guest, someone I love so much. She's known me all my life. It is my sister, Devonna Taylor. We call her AKA Toot. Good morning, Toot.
Good morning.
This my girl, y'all. This my girl. I love her. This my sister. This morning, honestly, y'all, I was going to have a different conversation. I am going to read the scripture because, you know, we got to keep things based on the word of God. But this morning, my sister and I was having a general conversation about how God will provide, how he provided when we were disobedient and how he'll provide even more when we are obedient. And we were just having just some, you know, regular conversation. You know, if you don't have any people in your team or people in your life that you can have conversations with that includes the work of God in your life, how God is good, you need just some new friends. You need to add some friends like that to your roster. So this morning I'm coming out of the book of Acts, I believe it's the 15th chapter, which is a scripture that has been on my mind. Acts the 15th chapter, and it's the 15th verse, and I encourage you to go back and read this scripture, because the previous chapters are really just off the meter, because it's setting a tone for this man, Paul, to do a work of God wherein all the things he did before was contradicted to the word of God, and how God will use whoever he wants to use. So we have to be careful. We don't know when people are repenting. Be careful on what we say about people. But this scripture says in Acts, the 15th chapter, the 15th verse, and this conversion of the Gentiles is exactly what the prophets predicted. Now, this conversion, meaning the opening up of the opportunity to reconcile to God, to be a child of God, to be in the kingdom of heaven, to benefit from the kingdom of heaven, was no longer for the chosen people that God had mentioned, that was mentioned in the Bible. This was an open door through Jesus Christ for everybody. And so because of that, we all have an opportunity to salvation. And in that salvation, there is benefits in this relationship with God. And so with the benefits, we are able to live this life and live out our purpose. And so I have my sister on the line. She did not know that she was going to be on the podcast this morning, y'all, so we're not going to stay up here too long. But I have my sister on the line, and I wanted to include her in this conversation about how God, the relationship and our reconciliation with God, the open door through Jesus Christ for us to have a relationship with God, how it has benefits. And sometimes it looks like we have to do things a certain kind of way. We have to do be a certain type of people. Yes, we have to walk in the way of the Lord, but God opened this door for all people. This is for everyone who believes. So everyone has the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. My sister, Devonna, too. How you doing this morning?
Great.
You're doing great. I want you to share, based on your relationship with God, how you have seen God work for you in your life overall. What is that? What has that looked like over the years?
I'm gonna get you.
I mean, you know. Go ahead.
You have blessed me all of my life. And when I didn't know that it was him, when I didn't know it was him, and then I realized, I said, how did I get through this? I never could, like, realize, how did I get through this? But then, I do know God. I was raised up in the church, and I realized that he'd been watching over me for years, and I was my worst enemy. And this, he's been helping me the whole time. And he's still helping me. But now I know and I have the faith that he will continue to help me.
Amen. I was just telling my sister, I was like, I can remember times, the Lord had to remind me of those times, y'all, when it was like, I had to have, it had to be a Louis Vuitton, it had to be a Gucci, it had to be Michael Kors, it had to be this, it had to be that. And I was like, I was put in a situation where I worked in places where I had access to those things. And before I had access to those things, I still had certain things that I really, really liked, right? And I would squander money, things that I should have been doing. I would do half of it and then go do the other half so I could be cute. And how I would be praying like, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Like, oh, help me, God. I was dead wrong for what I was doing. Y'all, I was dead wrong for what I was doing. But even in that, God would cover me. He graced me too. He was gracing me, y'all. He was really gracing me. And now that God has delivered me from those things, I still have some of those things, but not because I went out here and squandered. Most of the time, God has blessed somebody to give them to me, like randomly. And I'm like, wow, thank you, Lord. You know, very appreciative. But at the same time, I'm still going through situations that I'm like, okay, Lord, what are we doing? And the Lord is telling me to, he's saying, hey, if I was looking out for you when you was not doing right, when you were dead wrong, and you was dead wrong. You was being very sinful. Okay, Linnell, you was all that. If I was looking out for you then, and now that you have committed and submitted your life to me, what makes you think I won't look out for you now? And I had to think about that thing. And the Lord had to tell me that you're going to always depend on me, Linnell. I am your resource for everything that you need. So first of all, I needed you to get the hang of that, that you come to me for everything. Because I'm going to be real with y'all. There are some things in my life that if I had everything perfect to, my prayers probably would not have been as many. I wouldn't have lifted up as many prayers. I probably wouldn't have. But because of the troubles and the trials, it caused me to pray. It caused me to look to the Lord. Because I was having big fun in sin, y'all. I was big fun in it. Yeah. But God had to show me, you know, that you need me. And you always will need me. And that's okay. The world will make you think that you're supposed to have everything in line and perfect. And God is like, remember, when you're weak, I'm strong. So that's what it is for me, too.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk you to death.
You're not.
But that's the message for today, y'all.
That's my message.
God has opened up an opportunity for everyone. There is no limitations. You don't have to try to get things together and get it right and in order to receive Jesus Christ. Only thing you have to do, I encourage you today, one, to make a decision to find yourself in a Bible teaching church. On a Bible teaching session, people who are gathering together, teaching the word of God, who can encourage you. And number two, you want to make sure there's some praying people. They got to be praying. That's how we stay in communication with God. But in all of that, in learning about God, I encourage you today to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He is the Son of God. He is the Word of God in the flesh. And he died for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, in Jesus Christ, they will not perish, but they will have eternal life. And that is the Word of God. So all you have to do is believe. And if you believe that today, the Bible says, believe it in your heart, confess it with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you shall be saved. That's not my word. That's Romans 10 and 9, the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9. And so if you've given your life unto the Lord, you can rejoice and thank God and know that there's benefits in being a child of God. Find yourself a Bible teaching church or Bible teaching session and a praying group of people that can help you along this walk, because you're going to need it. Everything will not appear to be perfect, and there will be some hard times, but know this, great is he that's in you, that he that's in the world, and you can do all things through Christ Jesus, and he will give you perfect peace. This is Realer Than Real Podcast. My name is Minister Linnell Sparrow. It is Saturday, September the 14th. I pray that you have a wonderful weekend and a week. Until next time, have a great one.